In the latest pod news, Apple have shared podcast authoring best practices. It covers loudness levels, minus 16 LUFS, formats and bit rates, they highly recommend AAC, and loudness metadata. It's a year since Apple launched new RSS tags for podcasters. Most top-performing shows use the new tags, writes Dan Meisner, but the rest mostly don't. Audioboom is advertising its new podcast Dead Man Talking, using, among other things, billboards and TV commercials. US newspaper USA Today and Wondery have launched The City. There's an accompanying augmented reality component available in the USA Today app. Lindsay Patterson writes Why Original Audio for Kids Matters and Why You Should Care, reporting on a survey about children's podcast habits. 80% of kids who listen to podcasts, she says, listens to an episode more than once. Hot Pod covers the phenomenon of TV companion podcasts in the UK. Magellan cover August's top US podcast advertisers. Number three,
Radiolab is supported by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
Number two,
support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Squarespace.
And number one,
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And discusses how advertisers have been taking advantage of the new American football season. The Unobscured podcast launches on October the 3rd and is being highlighted as a launch from iHeartRadio and How Stuff Works. The podcast focuses on the Salem witch trials and Facebook groups for your podcast listeners. Well, they're a good idea, says the host of Pebuene. If you just listen to this podcast, you're missing out on many more stories and the links to find more. Subscribe to our free daily newsletter at podnews.net.